Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. A driver crashed his pickup truck into a New Orleans crowd celebrating New Year's Day and opened fire, killing at least 10 people and injuring more than 35 in an attack the FBI said it is investigating as an act of terrorism. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
In New Orleans, law enforcement officials tell the Associated Press a suspect who plowed a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers and then opened fire on police is dead.
He fired on our officers from his vehicle when he crashed his vehicle.
New Orleans Police Superintendent Ann Kirkpatrick says there were at least 30 people injured and two officers were wounded in an exchange of gunfire.
This perpetrator who went around our barricades in order to conduct this, he was hell-bent on creating the carnage and the damage that he did.
The city is packed with visitors coming not just to party on New Year's, but for the Sugar Bowl college football playoff game. I'm Jennifer King.
The Israeli military kept up the pressure on northern Gaza on Wednesday, striking a suburb of Gaza City, medics said, and told residents in a central part of the enclave to evacuate from an area where militants were firing rockets. Local resident Khalil Abu Warda has had enough. We don't want aid, we want the war to stop. Enough with the bloodshed. Enough. In central Gaza, the Israeli military said it struck a militant operating in an area from which rockets had been fired into Israel the previous day. Its Arabic spokesman had ordered people to leave the area before the strike. The Palestinian news agency Wafa said two people had been killed in that strike and 15 more in an airstrike in Jabalia. Israel says the almost three-month-old campaign in northern Gaza is aimed at preventing Hamas militants from regrouping. This is VOA News. Ukraine has halted Russian gas supplies to European customers through its pipeline network after a pre-war transit deal expired at the end of last year. AP correspondent Naeon Kim reports.
Ukraine's energy minister confirmed that Kyiv had stopped the transit in the interest of national security. Russia's Gazprom said it has no technical and legal possibility of sending gas through Ukraine due to Kyiv's refusal to extend the deal. Among the hardest hit will be EU candidate country Moldova, which was receiving Russian gas via Ukraine and has brought in emergency measures as residents brace for a harsh winter and looming power cuts. In his New Year's address, Russian President Vladimir Putin assured Russians that everything will be fine as the country enters the third year of fighting in Ukraine. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky used his New Year's address to call for unity in the fight against Russian aggression. I'm Naeon Kim.
The war between Ukraine and Russia continues, however. According to Ukrainian authorities, Russia launched a New Year's Day drone strike on the Ukrainian capital Kyiv early on Wednesday, killing two people, wounding at least six others, and damaging buildings in two districts. A Congolese military tribunal has sentenced 13 soldiers to death on charges including murder, looting, and cowardice in what the military authorities said was a drive to improve army discipline after territorial losses due to soldiers fleeing. Overall, 24 soldiers stood trial. In addition to those handed death penalties, four received 2 to 10 year sentences, six were acquitted, and one's case was deferred for further investigation. The hearings were intended, quote, to help restore trust between the military and the population, unquote, military prosecutor Kabala Kabundi told Reuters. According to the official Saudi press agency, Saudi Arabia on Wednesday launched a humanitarian air bridge to Syria, delivering food, shelter, and medical supplies. Samir Al-Jaitaili is the spokesman of the King Salman Humanitarian Aid and Relief Center. This aid will not stop until we achieve the desired results of this intervention and generous intervention, and until we see tangible results on the ground. A source close to the Saudi government earlier said a high-ranking Saudi delegation had visited Damascus and met with Syria's new leader, Ahmed al-Sharaa, whose Islamist group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham led the overthrow of Assad on December 8th after a lightning offensive. The mayor of the Italian island of Lampedusa said Wednesday that seven migrants were rescued, but at least 20 are missing after their boat sank en route to Italy from Libya. The small boat set sail from the Libyan town of Zuwara late on Monday, but got into difficulty in the early hours of Tuesday and flipped over. No bodies have yet been retrieved. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.